Good morning. We're taking a look at Herb Fitch's Beyond Time series, which took place in Avila Beach. And we're looking at the second half of his second talk. So that would be 2-2. Last week we listened to the first half, 2-1. Alright, Herb jumps right in with the words, "He that doeth the will of God abideth forever." And he asks several questions about that. How do you do that? Is it possible to do that? My take on it is that only God can do the will of God. No human being can do the will of God or know the will of God, which is why it has been said, "The natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned." Now, if you're in the Spirit, and the Spirit is in you, the Spirit is God. The Spirit that you feel, that I feel this moment, this is God. And what happens when you receive God? As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God, or the manifestation of God, or God in manifestation, or God's will manifesting. And so when you live as a beholder, when you bear witness to the Father within, to that Spirit which you have just received in your meditation, that Spirit can know and do the will of God. And when you and the Spirit become one, then you are God manifest. You are the Son of God. And that lives forever. See, the human being cannot live forever, but the Son can. "Whom do you say that I am? Have you spiritual discernment, my friend?" If you do, then you can look at anyone, but more particularly one who has received the Spirit, and you will say, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And the Spirit will say to you, "Blessed art thou, for flesh and blood has not revealed it." You haven't seen this with your sense mind, but my Father which is in heaven, the Spirit itself revealed it to you. And so, again, it's not a matter of being good. It's not a matter of being good and then you're doing the will of God. See, that's how the human mind has taken a hold of scriptures and turned it into duality. Here is someone filled with the Spirit, John. And John is doing the will of God and abideth forever. But the human mind looks at it and goes, oh, because the human mind is completely submerged in duality, the belief in two powers, the belief in good and the belief in bad. And that's how it looks at everything. And so it looks at the Spirit of God, which is one with the Father and abiding forever, and it says, oh, I get it. I have to be good. And if I'm good, like the Ten Commandments tell me to be, if I'm good and I don't do evil, then I'll have eternal life after I leave here. You see how it completely misses the mark? The natural man cannot see Scripture correctly. Did you know that? In order to see Scripture correctly, you have to be in the Spirit. You have to be consciously aware that he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. Now, here is a important paragraph. Herb says, rebirth is a daily, unceasing activity. That means it's all day and all night long, 24/7. You are reborn, or you sink in the ocean of time. And please don't say, I'm 80 years old, I can't do it, I don't have the time. There is no time where we are now. There is timelessness. Mr. Nicodemus was no child when he was told to be reborn of the Spirit. You are letting go of someone you never knew existed, the time man. Unknowingly, you would have accepted yourself to be the time man, and there is none. If you remember, Joel came up to me and I asked him what to do about this personal sense of self, this personal self that was always in the way. He paused, he got quiet, he looked at me, and he said, you haven't got one. And he turned and walked away. God never created a time man. And yet every human being on the face of the earth has accepted that label unknowingly. I begin here and I end here. I'm a time man. And there is no such self. Yeah, you haven't got one. That is the hypnotism which we call mortality, in which all are buried, all are drowned. Quickening from the dream of the time man, you find the eternal man, who is untouched by time. So, you don't have to be good. You don't have to take hold of your life and force it into the mold that you think God wants it to be. No, you have to surrender. Let go of that time man, that woman that's in time, that's operating in time. Now, I don't mean you shouldn't write down your appointments and keep them and be on time. I myself like to be about 10 or 15 minutes early on my appointments. I think it's just something courteous to do. And so I've always done it that way. But you can be living in and by the Spirit and keep those appointments. Being born again has nothing to do with out here. It's an internal transformation of consciousness so that you're not looking through the glass darkly of your senses through the time man. You're looking with the eyes of spirit. Samuel said it this way, "Speak, Father, thy son heareth." He was accepting his timeless self when he said, "Thy son heareth. I have accepted myself to be your son, so speak, Father." Meaning, now that I know I am your son, your voice to me is automatic. Speak, Father, thy son heareth. The minute you have accepted your immortal self, you're in a position where the Father is speaking to the Son, and endowing the Son with all that the Father has, blessing the Son, lighting the way of the Son, removing the years that never were there. We walk in eternity in the invisible, while the appearance of form goes about its daily business. And that's why I say, yes, you can be keeping your appointments, you can be performing well on the job, and still be living in the consciousness of spirit, and still be beholding spirit living you. All right, so the time man is the imitation of the world mind, the dragon in the Bible. We're getting rid of this time man in ourselves, and slowly, imperceptibly, the spiritual aid comes from within. It was replaced by the eternal man, the one who abideth forever. So, in Talk 2-2, we discover that we can live by the Spirit and abideth forever. And doing the will of God is not something that a human being can do, because we're told that even John the Baptist, as good as he was, is not in heaven. The least of us that's in heaven is greater than John the Baptist. You remember that? So the least of us that is living by spirit and bearing witness to spirit moving in their center, that one will abideth forever. But the human who thinks he can grab a hold of his personal life and whip it into shape and do only good has still not found the kingdom of heaven, because it has nothing to do with being good. But when that same man turns within and says, "I can't do it. I give up. Father, you take over. Speak, Father." Then he becomes a transparency and he can bear witness to the Spirit moving things around. Now the Spirit, which is God, one with God, is doing the will of God, and that's the only one that can do the will of God. Okay, I think we've made that plain. You need a transformation within. Your center, your base has to change from human thoughts, human will, human being good. That has to be surrendered, and in its place, you are a beholder, and you behold spirit moving within you. And you see it appear out here as harmony. You are watching God live itself, and He abideth forever. And you and I and He are one. Okay, thank you. Enjoy the talk today. God bless.